Hey everybody, this is Jose Vega, the host of the Jokes 316 Jodcast. This is our very first release, officially going out there to the public. I'm really excited. This first recording is a conversation between me and my friend Ariana over lunch in the park today. I just finished listening to it. I think it went really, really, really well. I'm hoping you guys enjoy it too. Thanks for listening. And tune in, because I'm hoping to have a lot more where this came from. Rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you might be listening to it. Leave a comment. Let me know what you liked, what I could improve on as a host. Looking forward to feedback. All right. Without further ado, here we go. The very first episode of the Jokes 316 Jodcast. Enjoy. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Jokes 316 Jodcast. I'm here. I'm your host, Jose Vega, Jokes 316. My guest today is a beloved artist, graduate, college graduate? Did you graduate college?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you remember my name?
Yeah. Aliana Arwine. You have to project your voice for
Hello.
That.
Hello.
Hey.
It's like when I'm ordering at the drive-in and they can't hear me. I don't know how to speak up.
Just scream. That was even lower than you're talking about.
I was pretending to, like, scream like a screamer person.
Scream like a screamer.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. What's up? What you got there?
This is some blue cheese.
Mm.
Would you like a wing?
You know what? I think I won't say no to that, right?
We have wings from Stickies in Albany.
Wow.
Primo.
Wow.
Primo.
Can I have this one?
Go for it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
That's why I pick and choose. That's what Drake said. He said, I pick and choose. I don't get shit confused.
Thank you so much.
So, what have you been up to lately? Do you have any endeavors going on? Projects?
Can I steal a napkin?
Yeah, there's napkins in here.
Oh, yeah.
So how's your napkin stealing business going?
It's pretty solid. I just got one. Pretty recently, so that was pretty great. Great time. Oh my gosh, this wing is amazing.
Isn't it? They use garlic powder. I can taste it in there.
What kind of wing is this?
This is the stickiest sticky sauce, like their special signature sauce.
Wow.
What do you think of this tattoo?
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
You did it. Can I have some of your blue cheese?
Yeah, go
ahead. The type I didn't decide I didn't bite.
Oh, I don't care.
Hell yeah. That's really nice. Who did that?
Sarah Rose.
That's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bird.
It's a plane. This is a bird girl I found on Tumblr a while ago. Hmm. There's a picture of, like, this Halloween party or something. Mm-hmm. It looked like they were in a school room.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a girl that's dressed up like this.
Mm-hmm.
Bird mask and, like, a cloak. And then there's a boy that's dressed up as a centaur.
Do you have the picture?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. Mm. Wow.
This is my favorite song.
Trying to give the plug to Stickies in Albany.
Like, plug to Stickies in Albany. I don't know the exact address, but it's like 5 steps away from Lark's station.
Would you watch on Facebook? It's a beautiful place.
They're on Facebook at Sticky Icky Wings with a bunch of Y's at the end of both Sticky and Icky.
How many Y's?
I don't know, like 5?
Mm.
Sticky Icky Wings.
Incredible wings.
You want to play some podcast games?
11 out of 10. Yeah, how do you do that?
I have some games that I've been...
You have games on your phone?
Yeah. Some games I've been collecting for the podcast.
Right.
Pick a number from 1 to 14.
11, 13. Both of those.
All right, you picked 11. 11 is an A-B conversation.
Oh,
This is a game where we have to have a conversation, but one of us can only reply with A, and the other can only reply with B. But you have to use, like, inflection to, like, make it sound like something's going on.
Shit. Do you want to start?
Can you handle it? All right, I'll be A, and you can only respond with B, but it's, like, the way you say it. That was a good one. What did you think of that game? How would you rate it?
It's hard for me, so I don't really do inflection too much, but it's a nice concept. I'd rate it A and B.
What was the other one, 13, you picked? This is a game I like to call Flip It and Pitch It.
Can I put my wing, what is this called?
You can treat this like it's your own.
I'm going to put this right here. Thank you.
So this game is...
Is that okay with an napkin in there?
I don't care. This game is Flip It and Pitch It.
Okay, you
want to
play Pitch?
No. So, the rule, what the game is pick a TV show that you like, any TV show.
Okay, Malcolm in the Middle.
Now, flip the name. Middle. So, like, if I pick Breaking Bad, to flip it would be Fixing Good.
Damn. Malcolm in the Middle, opposite of it?
Yeah. You can pick another show if it, you
Milk
can't.
Milk 'em out the outside.
Milk 'em out the outside. All right, now you have to take that title and pitch to me a new TV show based on that title. All right. Milk 'em on the outside.
So it's just about cows. You're just trying to milk 'em outside. It's gonna be a great show. People love reality.
Who are our characters? What are the plot points?
The cow milkers and the milkies cows.
So is this a reality show?
Yes, it's reality TV, but obviously, you know, embellished.
Do we have any celebrity milkers?
Absolutely. All the A-list cows are going to be there. Also some up-and-comings.
Like, oh, like the slim, thick lactate cow?
Yeah, she'll be there.
Oh, and what's that candy? Cowtails, that sexy cow is gonna be there.
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
Who else? Yeah.
Well, us at NBC, we love your show. We're gonna buy Malcolm on the outside.
Yeah, all right, let's go. Thanks.
I wanna do one.
All right, go for it.
You give me a TV show.
Okay, I was gonna say Xena Warrior Princess.
Okay, Xanadar. Magician Peasant.
Magician Peasant. Alright,
So
interesting title.
So this is about Xanadar, right? And he's
Who
a
is Xanadar?
He's a little green man in medieval Europe.
Why do I relate to him?
He's a down on his luck. He's a peasant, right?
I'm none of these things.
But he also has a deep passion for magic.
What kind of magic? Like Magic the Gathering?
Yeah, he loves trading card games.
Okay. Is this why I relate to him?
Yeah.
What's his struggle? Tell me the story.
He can't choose between a white-blue deck and a white-red deck.
That's true.
So this is about him and his girlfriend, Xenu Warrior Princess. And their quest to find the most rarest Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh, that's so real. Souls, yeah, you're gonna be got that 5 o'clock slot for you. Got it.
5 o'clock shadow.
Mm.
Nice.
Not 8:30, because it's gonna be like action packed.
Yeah, prime time.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
No problem. Thank you, Zach.
And scene.
Beautiful.
That was good.
That was a good game.
You want to play more?
Sure.
I have so many. Let's play a game I like to call Eat, Pray, Love.
Ooh.
It's a sort of a twist on Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh.
But, in this one, you have to pick which one you would eat, which one you would, pray to and worship.
Oh, I thought you meant pray on.
And which one you would like to keep as a pet.
Okay, cool.
And already eat, pray, love.
All right.
A bucket of chicken,
mm-hmm.
a little puppy, and Jesus Christ. Eat, pray, love.
Eat Jesus. What was it? Love.
Eat, pray, love.
Pray to the chicken. That's beautiful. It's God's way, you know.
All right. Eat, pray, love. A nice vegetable medley. Ra, the sun god, or a goldfish.
I know someone that ate a goldfish one time.
I know tons of people who eat goldfish.
Festa. It was disgusting. It was horrible. Why do you know so many people that did that?
It was a thing at my high school where at Greek Fest every year, there's like a game thing. Where you throw the ping pong balls into the fish.
This is the exact same
And
story.
Then it was like, oh, it's tradition, bro. You gotta chug the fish. So people would just swallow the fish whole.
That's disgusting. I bet they all have parasites.
Yeah, and they get Liddy off of gyros and,
Greek fest. I see this having an Italian festa, and I don't really like Italian food. It's not, like, really good.
Not even white sauce pasta?
No, especially not that.
You like red sauce pasta?
What
about pink sauce pasta? Where's that at?
I like, bolognese the best.
I like rosé.
But I don't really eat beef anymore.
Because it rhymes with my name.
That's really good. I can't really eat white sauce because I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, and you hate white people, right?
Yeah, it's awful.
I can only eat black sauce and Latino sauce.
I've had that, actually.
Was it made out of soy?
It was risotto. It was made out of
ink. Risotto!
Ink from the...
Squiddy? Or a cuttlefish?
Or octopus? I don't know, from
cactopus.
One of those guys. Yeah, exactly.
Cocktopussy.
Mm-hmm. It was a black nut from a cocktopus.
Do you think that game we were playing on Twitter earlier with the fussy
mm-hmm.
would be a good podcast game?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's seen its legs and I'm done with it. But
there's so many words
nice
that start with F,
though. It's nice while it lives. Fetus is what I was thinking, first of all. That'd be funny, a fetus pussy.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's what happens. It's like no longer a fetus and then it's a baby.
And then it's a pussy.
You know, does that? The fussy does that.
Pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Bussy. Behind the pussy.
VH1's
Beyond the Pussy.
Place Beyond the Pussy.
To the pussy and beyond.
For real though. Trying to find some cheese.
Maybe after the podcast is done.
Mm.
What did you think of Parliament's new album, Cocaine to Get Funky To?
I thought it was really great. I enjoyed it a lot. It turned into different directions than I anticipated. And
yeah,
I
like, the first two songs were like, oh, this is, like, Parliament.
Yeah.
But then there was, like...
It was always Parliament, though.
But then there was fucking, what's it called? Blunt Rap Mafia. Backwoods.
Yeah.
That was a good-ass song. I still don't know who that rapper was, though.
You just look it up.
Everybody's all together now.
Are they? Where?
It's an old Parliament song. I think it might be Funkadelic, actually.
Yeah.
Have you seen any great movies lately?
No, let me think. Movies. I started watching Shrek last night. No, the night before. Then I had to stop. And then I continued the next night.
I used to think that love was only real in fairy tales.
Maybe I should have waited until that part, but it's not as well written as I had hoped.
Life was out to get me. That's the way it
seems.
Oh, do you want to play this great game that I have? It's the question bag, and you're going to have to pick three numbers for this one.
Okay, got you.
Ready? Hold on. Number between 1 and 18, pick three of them.
13.
Okay.
4.
Okay.
One.
All right. 13. You picked. When people... Did people make fun of your name when you were a kid?
Not really. All you could get is like, oh, you like wine. That's really it. I was like, not really. I'm like,
did you ever go to like a high school party where they were like, oh, let's raid my parents' like liquor cabinet. And then you were like, this Pinot Grigio is all mine. And then you like drank it. And then like they're like, who drank all the Pinot? And they're like, it must have been Ariana. All wine.
Oh my gosh. No, I never liked wine until recently. But I did used to raid a lot of liquor cabinets.
What was the biggest liquor cabinet you ever raided, and what wood was it made out of?
Probably my mom's. I think it's made of cherry.
Cherry?
Something like that.
Does cherry make good wood?
It is, yeah. It does. When a mommy cherry tree and a daddy cherry tree.
When a daddy cherry tree wakes up and something clicks, he has a little cherry wood.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's move on to the next question. What was it you picked? 13-4?
Mm-hmm.
Who was your first crush from TV or other media?
Oh my gosh. Wait, let me think of TV. What are TV shows you watch, like, the first TV shows?
It doesn't have to be a TV show. Anything.
Other
like,
media?
Just like media you saw as a kid and you saw a character. And you were like, damn, they're fine.
They're fine. Hmm.
For me...
I liked Dimitri from Anastasia. He was fine.
Oh, I liked, Simba.
Simba, you're a furry. I wasn't gonna say Simba. Oh my gosh.
Did you ever see Zootopia?
No.
They made that rabbit so fucking sexy for no reason.
I'm not watching that.
She has like.
I do not support the furries. Oh my gosh. They all want to fuck animals.
And she's like 2 feet tall. There's, I don't know if you go on Pornhub at all, but there's like this like one ad that's like. Click here to play this game and come instantly, and it's like a gif of that rabbit.
Furries are out there. But for real though, people then will go fuck rabbits.
Yeah. Did you ever have a crush on Alf or anything?
Alf?
Yeah.
No. Actually, now that you mentioned it.
What about Will Smith in the movie Elf? I mean Will Ferrell. No, not Will Smith.
Yeah, absolutely. Those tights did wonders. Oh my gosh.
Wait, who was it from Anastasia?
Dimitri, classic. I think they use rotoscope. It's very realistic.
Yeah, that was Don Bluth. So he's rotoscoped the life out of shit.
What about you? Lola Bunny, it's... actually.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, hold up. Fuck. Hold up. Let me see. We just went back to
Space
fucking rabbits.
Jam?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, why are rabbits so fucking sexy?
I don't know. They're just
What's
thick.
Up with that?
They're just thick.
Who thought I'm gonna draw this rabbit?
Wait. Remember Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh?
You thought he was sexy?
Is it a boy? I don't know. Are you trying to fuck that rabbit? That's an unsexy rabbit, but I was just saying.
He's an old man. That's like his thing. Is he's like
Ew,
a grumpy
he's an
old man.
Man?
Yeah, that's why his mouth looks like that.
It's only a rabbit. I thought maybe he was like.
No, he's a rabbit, but
He's a baby.
I'm an old man.
So he's like two.
He's like the
How
grumpy.
How old do wild rabbit get? Five, seven?
I don't know. You know rabbits like have claws?
Yeah, I used to live with a rabbit.
Like as a roommate?
Mm-hmm. My roommate had a rabbit.
Oh, I thought the rabbit paid rent.
Mm-hmm. By being cute, she sat outside, so I'd hang out with her all the time. Like, outside in the living room.
Alright, the next question you picked was number one.
Mm-hmm.
This question is, what's your favorite kind of pasta? Me, I personally, if I'm gonna make pasta, I love cooking a nice angel hair. Because it goes well with a lot of, like, sauces or even just, like, olive oil and broccoli and, like, mm-hmm. Parmesan.
Yeah, that's a
But if I'm, like, out, I want to get some fucking thick-ass fettuccine.
Mm. I used to really like spaghetti and angel hair, and that used to be my go-to, but I think I ate too much, and now I can't eat it like that anymore. I like lasagna.
I knew you were going to say lasagna.
I also like the rotini or whatever. I think they grab the sauce well. Also bow ties.
They grab the what?
The sauce well.
The what?
Do you want to jump this guy? He's listening to music. He can't hear us. Coyote Brand is tired.
Fucker, I'm going to kill you.
Give me all your lunch money.
Bitch, better have my lunch money.
What kind of lunch do you want? Ooh.
I want a double cheeseburger and whole bolognese. $0 and 0 cents.
Jump and find out.
He came here just to go do push-ups on that thing over there.
I look like an asshole. Like, I was laughing
at him. Let's point and laugh. Ha, 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 ha.
What do you think his name is?
Emmanuel.
You're so right. Oh my gosh, that's exactly what his name is. Today my boss was like, "Does this hat look good on me?" But he has a really tiny head, and so all hats look ridiculous on him.
What kind of hat was it? What style? It's
just like a ball cap, and like he'll always put on the hats at work, and he's just like look around, and he looks like a little kid. It's just like 'cause his head is so small.
How tall is he?
He can't be much taller than me. Maybe the same height, honestly.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
No.
And so, I don't know. And then he, like, he just, like, looks around all the time. Like, he puts on these big hats and he looks around and they're so big on him. I always have to, like, go like this so I'm not laughing at him.
I once went to a...
But today he got me.
Like, a... alignment specialist with your, like, spine. Because I have a crooked spine.
Same.
But it was like this guy had like a normal body, but his head was like super tiny. And his face looked like really tight. Like he barely had enough skin to like stretch over his tiny skull.
Is this the alignment doctor?
Yeah.
That was the doctor?
The doctor looked, he had like a really tiny head.
Mm. Well, I hope the brain head size doesn't determine your brain powers.
No, if anything, it's he has like a bigger brain to head ratio.
Oh my fucking god, you're right. It's beautiful out. Can you believe that it's already almost summer?
Can you believe in summer in New York State?
Do you think they're married?
I hope so.
You're cute.
They've never consummated though, so an annulment would be very easy to get.
They fuck through the ground. Their roots.
Their springs?
Their roots. Guess what?
What? That was beautiful.
That's for your podcast.
Thanks. What's on the timer?
69 minutes.
Fucking shit.
Look at these little guys.
Aw, is that your pets?
No.
What would you name that raccoon and that deer?
Deer raccoon.
They're both deer raccoon. I noticed you like naming, when you have multiple pets of the same species, you like naming them all the same thing.
I like how I'm naming everything Ariana. That's just facts. I'm back real quick.
Were you like that as a kid? Were like, this is my stuffed animal, Ariana Jr.
No, I started that recently. I used to collect caterpillars in a box, though.
In the Bronx?
In a box. Like a cardboard box.
Like, you used to collect them and drop them off in the Bronx?
And yes, and they would all be named Patty the Caterpillar.
My, babysitter growing up, she was, like, this 90-year-old woman, and she had gone all of her life getting boxer dogs, and she named each one of them Taffy.
Man, how many did she have?
At least 6, like, throughout her whole entire life.
Taffy number one, or would she just like
name? No, they were all just Taffy.
I love her. What's her name? Taffy?
Yeah, her name was Taffy Tafferson.
Ooh.
Her name was Laffy Taffy.
Girl, she's perfect.
No, her name was Aunt Kay.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did.
Nice.
She's like the only person that I've like was like close to at some point, like really close to, mm-hmm. that like that's dead now.
Rest in peace. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I hadn't talked to her for like 4 years when she died, because I was in high school.
Damn.
Eat the cake, anime. Jay-Z.
Anime.
Yeah, what's your favorite anime?
I like Naruto.
Really? Genuinely?
Yeah, I still haven't made it into Shippuden though.
Like, shit pooped in.
Yeah, right? It's gotten pretty bad.
Did you see Boruto?
No, because I'm trying to watch it. What is it called?
Shippuden? Naruto 2? Sasuke? That's not what I was...
I like... who's your favorite Naruto guy?
The guy with the biggest balls. I like Choji. And the bug guy.
Those are really good ones,
actually. And Sadaharu. Oh, no, not Akamaru. Sadaharu is a dog from another anime. I had the Naruto video game for the GameCube.
Honestly, I like Naruto.
And you could play as Sadaharu.
Which
like
one's that?
I mean, Akamaru. I keep getting them confused. Sadaharu is from Gintama, which you should check out. That's a really, really funny anime.
I'll check that out. I've been looking.
Do you like manga as well, or just the moving pictures?
I used to read manga sometimes because my friend would have it around. She got me into all that shit. When I first started watching anime in like 6th or 7th grade, she had me watching, Kamikaze Kaito-jun and Wolf's Rain. And they were horrible, like really upset. Wolf's Rain was so depressing. That was the worst shit I've ever seen.
Did you ever see Elfin Lied?
No. And then Kamikaze with Kaito-jun was chill. And then this other one, I forget what it's called, but I remember the theme song. It's like Pop Ship Shampoo Chu Pop Shoot. I don't know. But there was like these little movies. I don't know how to explain it.
Pop to Pipik?
No. That was just the song. They were like
boy pussy?
Yeah, boy pussy.
Did you ever fuck a boy pussy?
Like the pussy of a boy? Wait, what are you, what am I, what's the name of that?
Gintama, G-I-N-T-A-M-A.
Let me see if I know what you're talking about. Bussy. I feel like...
Let me put it in your bussy.
Like
boy pussy is just your butthole that's shaved all the way.
Is that the technical term?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like any pussy of a boy. If a boy had pussy, it was a bussy.
No, a bussy is specifically like a twink's butthole. Because it's like pussy is kind of like a. What's like it's.
Is this
like,
hot?
What?
Is this
chill? Yeah, I do this all the time.
Okay.
What was I talking about? Bussies. What about thrissy?
I know.
Throat pussy?
That was a really funny joke. One of my friends sent me pictures. He's like stretching out my thrissy and talking. She had a bunch of really good jokes about thrissies. I forget a lot of them.
What about arm pussies? Armpit pussies.
Is it called an arm pussy?
Yeah.
Is it your arm or is it your armpit?
It's your armpit. You go like, you know?
That's romantic. That sounds like fun.
What's your favorite episode of Family Guy?
Oh, I don't really like Family Guy.
I like the one where Brian dies.
Oh, wait, let me think. Hold on. I like the one. Family Guy is like, okay. As far as really terrible TV shows go, I like South Park a lot at one point. That was my shit.
Me too.
But it is so bad.
I had all the episodes of South Park on Netflix at one point.
Yeah? When was that?
Years and years ago.
Maybe that's when I watched it.
I was like probably a sophomore in high school. Mm. I'm 21 now.
That sounds about right. Family Guy though? I don't know. I prefer the Simpsons. Family Guy is... I'm trying to think of any good episodes. There's a time travel and it was kind of cool. No, it wasn't. What the fuck happened? Don't they have ones with, like, Star Trek?
Oh, Star Wars.
Star Trek.
I don't know. I haven't watched Family Guy in fucking forever.
Right?
I'm over it.
Yeah, right?
Right. Damn. Why do stickies have to make these sticky wings so sticky?
They've got to, otherwise God smites them.
Fuck! Come on, God.
This guy's crap. Emmanuel?
No.
Manny.
Imani.
Imani.
Manny Petty.
Can I get Manny Petty for podcast there?
I'm trying to, but I just can't. It's really hard.
Right. I feel that.
What's that necklace? Is that a rose?
I don't know what kind of... I
did
like
Seal give you that?
Seal? Oh my gosh, they played that at work the other day. I lost my shit.
Did you find it?
Mm-mm.
Sorry. I'm sorry I'm so funny.
Oh, it's Bleach? That's what you're talking about?
Bleach?
No.
No, Gintama.
I thought they said it was the same shit. That was just connected. Oh my god.
How is Gintama near Bleach at all?
If it was in Japanese, I don't know what it's called. That's what it showed up. It
Gintama
like
is Gintama in Japanese.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Did you know Gintama, if you misspell it in Japanese and put the wrong character, like you miss a line and it's Gintama instead, that means testicles. What the heck is that?
It's like a line. That's crazy, though.
Is that 30 minutes? Mm. Do you want to keep going?
It's all up to you.
It's not up to... Oh, it's actually... It's not up to you.
Can I play some background music?
Yeah. Play some chill anime beats to study to.
Which ones? No, hold up. I got it. Damn, I got a phone call and I missed it.
I got a phone call and I freaked it. And then I freaked it. I'm fucking thirsty. There used to be a water fountain over there, but it doesn't work anymore.
I thought this was a fountain. This thing in the middle.
No, I mean like a drinking fountain.
Yeah, but isn't this also a fountain?
Yeah, but you can't drink from
hell
it.
Hell yeah, I called that shit.
I made 500,000, and then I... Emmanuel? No, he's just working out.
Oh, okay. I thought he was, like, having a hard time.
No, if he fucking tries anything, I'll put him in a goddamn chokehold.
What do you think happens when you die?
You come, and then, you go to sleep.
That's true. Wow.
Boop, boop, like that little meme. What's the worst thing anybody has ever given you for Christmas? Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for death! And time for cerveza! That means beer.
Yeah.
Do you want some beer? I have beer at my house.
What?
Blue Moon apricot infused. That shit's fucking tasty.
That sounds interesting.
Have you ever eaten an apricot?
Yes.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever even seen one in person.
Have you ever seen dried apricots? They're really orange.
Oh, yeah. Those things are gross.
They taste amazing.
Really? I don't like dried fruit. I'm not a fan of craisins or raisins. I love gummy worms.
It's kind of like a gummy worm. More like consistency. Mm-hmm. Or like a peach ring, you know? Very much. That's
peach?
Very much the same thing. Have you ever had a peach ring before?
Peach what?
Ring.
Ring?
Like a candy? Peach ring?
No.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I've never eaten one before.
Wow.
Peach,
they're
peach,
not very good.
Peaches as a fruit and a flavor.
It's not very good.
I'm not that into.
They're good as fruits if you do it right, but like, it's true as a flavor, they're cheeks.
Do you know the Beatles song "A Taste of Honey"?
I am aware.
Do you want to sing it together?
Sure, let's go.
All right, ready?
Uh-huh.
1, 2.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Buy our new album.
I like our rendition better.
Ariana, No Wine.
Wow.
No wine for me, please.
Wow. It's true, I'm straight edge.
I'm gay edge.
Are you?
No.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Mm.
I'm not gay.
You said it.
No homo.
I can't. Oh man. So if you could have one mythological creature just chill, roam the earth with us.
God?
You think God has left us?
Mythological.
But you think that God has left us?
I would want Define mythological creature.
Part of a myth. If we... is God not walking among us? We lost God.
What if God was... There he is. I would want... I would want Mothman to suck my dick.
Mothman is huge. Wait, Mothman or Mothra?
Mothman. Mothra's not a mythological creature.
Oh my gosh. I just realized that all these times people are talking about Mothman, they're not talking about Mothra. Damn.
I'm surprised you know Mothra over Mothman, to be honest.
I just... Oh, look at the bird. The cardinal of the tree. Look at it.
Oh yeah, there's tons of cardinals and shit. This is like a nice place to spot blue jays too.
Ooh, people with bird feeders hate them. Oh, look how big this ant is. Do you want to eat that ant?
You eat it.
Live on the podcast. Mmm.
Yeah, review it out of 5 stars.
Tastes like
put some sticky sauce on it.
Pretty good ant. I would come.
Did you see that Grimes tweet that she tweeted a couple days ago?
The what?
She was like,
who's that?
I opened my granola bar, and I found that ants had infested it, so I ate them. Oh my God. No mercy from me, no regrets.
You've never eaten a bug before?
Nope, never want to.
Not when you were a baby?
Nope, never want to. I ate sand as a kid, but I never ate a bug.
I don't think I ever ate a bug either, except when it, like, went down my
I mouth. Hate the taste of dirt.
Dirt does not taste good.
Mm-mm.
Sand,
at least the consistency. I don't like the sandiness.
What? Sand is hard. Also, she admitted she's eating granola, too, so it's like...
Probably was just, like, our fucking Quaker Oats peanut butter bars.
Look at that. No, she's too rich to eat something that comes like that.
Where is it?
It's the same bird. It's just...
Where is it?
Oh, my gosh, look at it. It's better than peanut.
I can't even fucking know. I don't know where you're... Oh, I see.
Exactly.
That's not a cardinal, is it? I lost it. There it is. That's a lady.
Oh, it's the ice cream man. He didn't even turn on his music. I would have known.
He's going to come back around this way. Do you want to get ice cream?
Yes.
I could go for a fucking, like a...
ice cream sandwich.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, it's the best one.
I want the one that's like 2 giant chocolate chip cookies.
I've never tried that one. It looks like it'd be dry.
It's good.
Or too
hard. If it is in love... Why does it hurt so bad? Why do I feel this way inside? And if it isn't love, why do I... I don't know. If it is love... Look at this tiny green bug.
Is it weird?
Can you identify it?
Is that your friend?
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I made it up. Where is it?
That's Aphex Twin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
It looks like a really small... It looks like a really small,
piece of marijuana.
Painted.
I'm gonna get it high.
Like a leaf. Don't blow smoke on it. It's got such small lungs.
I was just trying to show that thing a good time.
I'm glad. Oh, you're talking about the bug, right?
Yeah, I'm not calling you that thing.
You just make a pun. Jokes are bad. I used to be straight up. Not really.
What about before that?
I wasn't straight up, but I could have been. Probably. I have no idea. Before then? Oh, you mean when I was a baby? I wasn't straight up. I smoked weed though.
When did you first realize that you were gay?
Probably when I smoked weed.
Yeah, I smoked weed, and I passed out, and when I woke up, I was consensually stroking a penis.
Yeah, that's how it happened to me.
All right, pick 3 more numbers.
7.
Okay.
6. 9.
Number 7 is, do you have any hidden or useless talents?
Absolutely.
What are they?
All of my talents.
Which are?
Nothing.
Well, I guess if you're talented at nothing, then that truly is a useless talent.
It's also hidden.
Yeah, I can't see it.
Bam.
6, what's the worst tattoo you've ever seen in person?
Probably my own. Hold
on. Are you so self-deprecating?
It's a shitty tattoo. I'm not deprecating myself. I'm deprecating...
Is that it?
The artist. Yeah, don't go to Art and Soul in New Paltz Main Street. Fuck those guys. Only tattoo parlor in Luke's Village, and they take advantage of it. They fucking suck. The tattoos and piercings are bad. They fucked up both of mine.
Well, what's the worst one you've ever seen?
I've seen some pretty bad tattoos. I don't know. I'm not trying to name names.
Don't name names. Just describe it.
Well, there's this one person. I was just going to describe my own tattoo. And be dick. I don't know. I'm trying to think. What about you? In real life? I've seen some fucked up ones. I'm trying to think.
What are like ones that make you go, oh my god, that person's a crazy person?
Oh, I know exactly who it is. Okay, so this one kid. My friend used to date someone whose friend was, like, the worst. And he had... I mean, they're both the worst. But he had, like, all these really shitty prison tattoos all over himself. And he's, like, trying to be tough and shit. This is stupid. Stupid, weird, like, white kid. He looked like, he looked like... What's his name? Hold up. What the fuck? Young Lean. He looks like Young Lean. And he's covered in tattoos, and it's so bad.
Ice cream
all
truck.
Of them are terrible. And he had like this one teardrop. It was the worst teardrop. I don't know how you make a teardrop that bad, but and he would like pose in all his pictures so you could see it. He made this terrible face, and I was like, I hate this kid so much. And he was the worst, verifiable.
That's hilarious.
It was so funny. Also, he told me one time. Well, he told a bunch of people. This is a terrible like story. That his dick got peeked on one time, and like he
loved it.
Mm-hmm. When he was driving, and he made her walk on this crazy road. That's the whole story.
Wait, what?
Good times, right?
What happened?
I don't know. It's just the only story I remember him telling.
His dick got puked on.
On the road.
Like he was getting roadhead.
Whip what? And he died.
Really? Great.
Imagine just crashing.
Let's see what the last question was, and then I think after this we can wrap it up. 9. What was the first musical album you ever bought?
Black and Blue, Backstreet Boys. It is a bootleg from
You got a bootleg Backstreet
Off the
Boys?
Highway, like we're waiting for the ferry. And it's like, it's Black and Blue album. It was like in this like setup place by the highway, like, I don't know.
Where was this?
It was in Croatia, I think. I don't know. Or like
Croatia?
Or like at the border somewhere. Somewhere where you had to wait a long time. And they set up all these bootleg things. And we were getting like mad movies and shit. And then also CDs and stuff. And, they're so cheap, but like some of them were really fucked up, and like the picture would be fucked up, but also they'd be in different languages sometimes, and you're just like, this sucks, or it had like the subtitles. But usually, I mean, no, every time you have to change like the, I don't know what it is, but something about the country of the, or like the concert, I don't know, but like different VHS settings, and so there's, you can only switch it like 3 times though, and then it like stays. You can't go back and forth between like America or like whatever the category was and the other thing. And it's just like, that's how you lose VHS, you know, a player, and you're just like, oh.
I really hope they can hear you.
Who, feds? They hear everything. Their microphones are extra strong. Even when you're playing music, they can understand what you're saying.
No, this one.
Oh, definitely not. I hope not.
Well, that would be a huge waste.
Hello?
Oh, hello? Alright.
You just have to bass boost and slow it. Oh my god.
Yeah, bass boost your voice.
Look at the robin.
All right, well, do you have anything you want to plug?
I'm probably going to go watch Mary Poppins. So that's a plug. Love that shit.
Okay, cool.
I remembered because of the Robin. Hell yeah, that's my plug.
Is there a Robin in Mary Poppins? I never seen that movie.
Oh, absolutely, yep. Just, like, briefly. It doesn't do anything.
Cool.
But it's there. It happens.
All right, well, this has been... the Jokes 316 Jodcast. I've been Jose Vega, and this is Ariana Allwine.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you trying to take this chain?
Wasn't that a great show? I think so. Well, the way I want to end these podcasts is by showcasing a local artist, usually a musician. Might have some stand-up stuff if people can get it recorded, but I want to use, you know, kind of the closing credits or song or whatever, you know, to kind of, you know, just give what little boost I can to fellow artists in my community. For this episode, I have chosen a song by local artist Dan Paletti. This is from the album Out of Water that came out this year. I believe it was his thesis or something along those lines. You know, just a final project to graduate school. And let me tell you, this album is absolutely phenomenal. The song is called Little Window. And I completely blown away by the quality, you know, of this music. But without further ado, here's Dan Paletti with Little Window coming at you.